From the ATX Hot Sauce Studio in Austin, Texas, it's the Jeff Ward Show.
Award-winning and all-natural, ATX Hot Sauce has the perfect sauce for you. Flavor first, heat second, and not just local, going national. Go to ATXHotSauce.com. I'm Jeff Ward, and the only agenda here is to make you think. If you would like to riff on this topic, you should. You can send me a tweet, at Jeff Ward Show. Cowboys owner, general manager, marketing director, and head coach, Jerry Jones, has lost it. This isn't the usual Jerry is greedy hot take. No, no, no. He's lost it. He's lost it not in a funny way. I'm saying he's lost it in a pathetic way, as in take the keys from grandpa kind of way. The worst thing you can say about an owner is you become Al Davis. Jerry is becoming Al Davis. You'll say, but Jeff, Dallas is 3-1. They're fresh off their second win with a backup quarterback. How can you say these things? They've won two more games than most of us thought with a backup quarterback named Cooper Rush. So the Cowboys and all of you face painters will now join Jerry with an idiotic take on the Cowboys quarterback job going forward. It's idiotic. In his case, it's Al Davis-like. It's one thing for a sports talk host and liquored-up callers to suggest that Cooper Rush is the guy. It's another for the owner and general manager to throw the face of the franchise under the bus publicly. Jerry did that. He did that because he's become Al Davis of 2022. Now, most of you are going to say, who the hell is Al Davis? Use the Googles, but I'll tell you the demise of Al Davis. Al Davis was the longtime owner of the Oakland, Los Angeles, then Oakland again Raiders. See if this doesn't sound familiar. He wanted to run the franchise his way, and he did it. He wanted to run it desperately his way. He didn't have anybody get in his way. He was the brains of the Oakland, Los Angeles, Oakland again Raiders, and they won. And they won quite a bit. The Raiders won four AFC championships. They've been to the Super Bowl five times and won three. He was innovative. He was controversial. He was a pro football maverick who shook up the entire NFL. Then Al Davis got really old and really out of it. He was completely out of touch, and his franchise fell apart. He looked and sounded like he was 100 years old and ran it that way. Al Davis lost it, and his franchise fell apart, mostly out of the public eye then. Jerry's digression couldn't be more public because he makes himself the face of the franchise, and he wears it every single day in front of a camera and a microphone. He wears it, check that, he wears it every hour in front of a camera and in front of a microphone. He has countless shows, he makes every press conference, his own TikTok video. There's nothing he doesn't take credit for, but he's become the football version of Joe Biden falling off a bike. It's not funny, it's kind of sad. That's where he's going. And the most recent example is playing out publicly because he wants it to play out publicly. He's falling off his bike. And it's not comfortable. We're all seeing it play out. He's nonsensical. You'd like to think that somebody could say, please shut up, old man. Please. Just lay low. But apparently nobody says, please shut up, old man. You know who should say, please shut up, old man? Dak Prescott should walk into his office. Jerry's office is probably full of pictures of Jerry. He should walk up, he should close the door, and he should say, please shut up, old man. Please. But Jerry won't shut up, and he's feeling it and feeling it now more than ever. He's just disconnected. He's willing to say he wants, quote, controversy. It's nonsensical and it's stupid. It's completely disconnected, and worse than that, it's ridiculously disrespectful to the face of your franchise because you think you're the face of the franchise. Instead of bragging about his 3-1 start, bragging about how they've gone 3-1, bragging about his defense and kicker, which is the reason why they're 3-1, he threw the face of the franchise under the bus with this completely convoluted public pressure tactic And it was a jackass move that only a senile Al Davis would try to pull off.
Okay, wouldn't it be something if you had a dilemma as to which way you go? You do that if he gets 10 wins. Same thing had happened with Prescott. I think like that.
So you'd want that? You'd want that controversy?
Of course I would.
Okay.
Of course that means we'd won. If he comes in here and played as well as Prescott played, Rush, played that well over these next games ahead, I'd walk New York to get that.
Do you think he can do that?
Well, I don't know that, but you can't find on record where I said I thought Dak Prescott could do it when he stepped in and had the chance to do that, but he did it.
Realistically, though, Rush won't have those 10 games. It'll be shorter than that.
Well, of course we want Dak to be here next week. That's the thing, you do. But Dak and I want Rush to lead a team to a victory here and get another win and get another win. And that's the only way to look at it. Looking back when Dak was playing instead of Tony, it was game by game. It wasn't the long look we had after 2 months to look back. It was actually play by play, almost series by series. So do I think that it's possible for Rush to come in here and play at a level to win games the way Prescott did when he took over for Romo? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I certainly think that's possible.
But is it possible that Cooper could play well enough that when Dak's ready to go, Dak won't go because Cooper's played so well?
Well, it was impossible, ostensibly, that Rush could, Prescott could play that well and keep Romo out of the championship game. Whenever other team in the tournament had a Rodgers or had a seasoned veteran, excellent quarterback. Nobody went in that year with a rookie but us.
Why go there? No, seriously, why go there? That's where I get back to my original point. And his most prized employee should have been able to say it if he didn't, and he probably didn't. Please shut up, old man. Don't go there. Is Dak Prescott one of the 5 best quarterbacks in all of football? No. Is he one of the top 10 quarterbacks in all of football? Probably yes. He was 7th in passing last year, and names like Josh Allen and Aaron Rodgers were behind him. The boss that threw him under the bus publicly just now made him the 3rd highest paid player in football. He's the one to put the value on Dak Prescott, only to turn around and act like some senile jackass and treat him like he's a first-year player trying to hang on to a job. He has the job. He has the job. He has the keys to the car. He has the keys to the building. It is his franchise. The old man made it that way by paying him more than $40 million a year. The same owner, by the way, just told Yahoo Finance he wouldn't sell the franchise if he was offered $10 billion. The screaming sound, of course, you hear would be his kids. But think about this, the way he's doing this publicly. It is completely unnecessary, totally unnecessary, and it's disrespectful to the face of the franchise, who's done nothing to deserve the disrespect of his boss. Imagine a player suggesting that Jerry Jones should be replaced. I bet you a lot of them have thought it. Probably think about it now. But imagine publicly doing the same kind of thing. Imagine one of them giving the rant I'm giving right now. That old man is out of it. My dad told me about Al Davis, and my boss sounds a lot like Al Davis. Imagine the reaction if publicly somebody suggested he needs to get out of the way. A player. An employee. Dak Prescott has earned the right to be treated better publicly. He's owed the respect. Great bosses, everyone's had bad bosses, and maybe few have been lucky enough to have a great boss. Great bosses have your back, always. It's just good management. It's the right way to manage your prized employee. Cooper Rush may be going somewhere, Dak Prescott is not. So why not manage better? Let me give you several reasons why Dak Prescott's boss owes him better treatment publicly. Okay? I'm not saying he doesn't want Cooper Rush to play well. What I'm saying is he is owed by his boss to be treated better publicly. Here's why. You paid him to be the guy. You did. You've made him the face of the franchise, period. There is no turning back, and you did so proudly. Next, pressuring him, publicly pressuring him to come back too soon from an injury is dangerous, and it's insane. It's a bad move. Why would you try to publicly push him to risk it? And that sounds like that's part of the old man's strategy here, and it's a dumb thing to do. Why tease him publicly like this? Next, the guy, Dak Prescott, almost lost a leg a couple of years ago, and he came back better than ever. You can't question his desire and his commitment. It was bad luck that he hurt his hand recently. He's proven, probably more so than most people in that business, probably more so than most people walking this planet, he's proven that he'll work like crazy to come back. Next, in a world of diva players at the ultimate diva position, players who make everything about themselves, players that whine and complain and drive management crazy, even good players that drive management crazy, Dak Prescott is the model employee. He's not a dumpster fire. He's not a public relations train wreck like a lot of players. Some would say most of them at the quarterback position. Dak Prescott stays in his lane, and he does what his boss should be doing. He goes to work, and he keeps his mouth shut. He just goes to work. Even his mattress commercials are understated. Most owners would dream of having such a low-maintenance superstar in an industry of high-maintenance superstars. He's the lowest-maintenance superstar there is, and his owner's throwing him under the bus and teasing him and pushing him and acting as if he's a nobody just trying to win a job. You look and sound like a fool, old man. The bottom line, Dak Prescott is everything his boss is not. Wherever you are on the hot sauce scale, could be hot, mild, somewhere in between, all natural ATX hot sauces has something for you. And I need to add award-winning to the ATX hot sauce resume because ATX hot sauce took home 2 gold medals at the famous Austin Chronicle Hot Sauce Awards. This is a 32-year-old event that brings out the biggest and the best in the hot sauce space. And it was the very first time ATX Hot Sauce had even entered the event. Cool name, cool logo, and very cool slogan. Flavor first, heat second. And instead of saying local all the way, I'll add going national all the way. Order now. Go to ATXHotSauce.com. That's ATXHotSauce.com.
Get the Jeff Ward Show podcast on the Apple or Spotify podcast platform or wherever you're listening right now.